Now we come to a judge that you can't pass over. Actually, he is outstanding. But he had probably the most glorious opportunity that any man ever had. Everything was propitious for a career and a brilliant future for this man, Samson. And he failed. That is the tragedy of this man's life. He was a sinner. There'll be some questions we'll have about him, but in chapter 13 we read now, "And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years. These were the worst enemies that Israel had, were the Philistines. Now God raises up a man by the name of Samson to be the judge. And this is actually the last time we're going to read in the book of Judges that the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. We're going to find out that this small civil war that took place in Jephthah's day becomes a pretty big thing later on. And actually, the book of Judges ends in absolute confusion. And we'll see that later on. But now here is, in one sense, the man who is the last of the judges. It's this man, Samson. And this is the seventh apostasy, and the last that's mentioned. They were conquered by the Philistines, but only partially delivered through Samson. Actually, this man was a failure. There are three things about Samson we want to notice as we move through this section. We have the secret of Samson's success given. And we have the secret of Samson's strength given. And then we have the secret of Samson's failure given also. And again, let me repeat, never was a man born with a more glorious opportunity than this man. Now let me read verse 2. "And there was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites." Now, we have been in the southern part, and now we go all the way to the north. You see, the Philistines actually were along the coast, mostly in the southern part, in what we call today the Gaza Strip. They were in that area. But you'll find out that this man Samson, although of the family of Dan, he comes all the way south, and you'll find him moving in that land, "whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not." Now, here is the birth of this boy, Samson. His mother was barren, and actually his birth is as miraculous as Isaac was, just as much so are as Joseph and Benjamin.